Welcome to the Veta Health Show with Dr. Jay Apte. And I'm very excited today because today we're going to be talking with Dr. Jay and Mitchell Levy. Welcome, Mitchell and Dr. Jay.
Welcome.
Oh, Carly, it's great to be here, and thanks so much for having us. You know, I know Dr. Jay's husband. We're in a CEO networking group together, and he is an impressive guy, and of course, he talks about you often, and so he built you up on a pedestal of who you are and how you, you know, what your goals are and how you're changing the world. And, you know, so I had you at a high expectation, and so it was hard to meet that, but meeting you in person, you've actually exceeded that for me.
Good, thank you.
You're most certainly welcome. So how about if we're going to describe real quickly who you are, tell me that. Who is Dr. Jay Apte?
Okay, Dr. Jay Apte Mitchell I'm an Ayurvedic doctor. And this Ayurveda is the science from India. And my degree was in both in Ayurvedic medicine and conventional medicine. But when I came to US and told people that I'm also Ayurvedic doctor, they had no clue about what I was talking about because it was so foreign to them. So I said, okay, I want to practice Ayurveda. How can I do it? Then I thought, maybe let me get some degree here in the US so people will understand what I will be doing. So I got my master's degree in pharmacology from University of North Texas. And then people thought that I am doing something. I have this master's level plus I have this medical degree from India. And I was working in the lab with the mice and rabbits and all, and my heart wasn't there because since India, I was used to practice there. So I said, no, I just don't want to be sitting in the lab in front of all this equipment. I just want that people interaction. And my husband was very supportive. He said, Jay, do whatever you believe in. I said, okay, that's what I just wanted, somebody to boost my enthusiasm. And I got into Ayurvedic practice. And you won't know, you won't believe, we were in Dallas, Texas, practicing something which is very foreign in that country. So what I did in the beginning, I started educating people about this science, which is mainly focused on prevention. How you can prevent most of the diseases with the diet and lifestyle. So since beginning, my heart is into all this food and health and all this. And do you know, we met Atul and I, we liked each other because we are foodies. We love to eat. And that's how my career also more focusing on diet and lifestyle. And then in Texas and then coming to California, I helped so many people staying healthy and taking care of their digestive issues, allergy issues, emotional issues also by giving them natural herbs and talking about foods and lifestyle. And then I realized, everybody said, Dr. Jay, we know what you're talking about, but we don't have time and we don't know how to cook. So what can you do? So I started just thinking about it. Okay, I want to give people something ready-made in their hand so they can just open the package, put it in the pan, and cook within like 10 minutes so they can eat fresh food, but very balancing and healthy food. So that's how I began with the Ayur foods. And you know, Michelle, one day what happened? I saw a series of patients and everybody was complaining about my family member has diabetes and my child who is 8-year-old has diabetes and my 50-year-old mother has diabetes and they don't know what to eat. There are so many choices, so much information around, but they actually don't know what is good for them, which will help them to balance the blood sugar. So that day I told Atul, yes, we are into this healthy Ayur foods, but now I want to create something for this rising number, millions of people who are having diabetes or they are on the borderline. And that's how Veda food was conceived. And it took long time actually to give birth to actual Veda foods. So this is my long journey from medicine and medicine and health and medicine and food.
So thank you. So let's go back to your education in India. What okay. What university did you go to and degree did you get? And what were you thinking at that time?
Oh, okay. So I was in the city called Pune. And Pune is the center for highest education in India. So we are very proud of our city and proud of all these colleges. And when it came, time came to go to, I was always kind of dreaming about being a doctor. And here I had an opportunity of going to only conventional medical school or go to the medical school where they are offering both, conventional medicine and Ayurveda. And for me to draw more towards this Indian medicine called Ayurveda is because of my grandmother. She was kind of the anchor of the whole family. Anything happened to her, she said, okay, take this decoction, take this tea, take this pinch of spice, and your allergies will go away, and your stomach ache will go away. And literally, that I used to see that happen to many people in our family and even in our neighborhood. And then I said, maybe something what she was talking about, let me learn that science, and I can help so many people doing that. And when I came to US, that's what I thought. There are so many MDs and conventional doctors. But here I am, something having special knowledge about this unique science. Why don't I focus on that?
Okay,
and that's
so
what I got into that.
So when you got to the US, you moved to Texas.
Yes.
And then what degree did you get when you were, what university and what degree did you get?
Okay, here I got master's in pharmacology from University of North Texas.
Got it. Okay, yeah, so so what is master's in pharmacology? What does that mean? What could you do with something like that?
Mainly, master's in pharmacology is not like a pharmacy. It's not like giving drugs to people. This is more about doing the research in pharmaceutical world. So In the beginning, I worked in doing the research in glaucoma. And then I was in cardiology lab, so we were doing some research on finding some genes and all in cardiology diseases.
Got it. Okay, so, so after that, you decided that's when you decided you didn't want to be a research person.
That's right.
And so did you start a practice and also then get another degree at the same time? Tell me about that.
Yes, I was practicing Ayurveda in Dallas, Texas. But my degree in pharmacology was even before I did that. Okay, I got my degree in 91. I started just practicing with my friends and Indian people even before that. But my actual practice started in the US after I got my master's, and I was fed up with this. And I said, no, I just want to go back to practicing Ayurveda. And when Atul supported me, then I full time, like from 9 to 5, 9 to 6, I got into Ayurvedic practice.
Got it. And you did that for 10 years in Texas?
I did that for even more. Officially, like from full time, 10 years in Texas. But even before that, almost 15 years in Texas and 8 years in India, because I was in India after finishing my degree in Ayurvedic medicine.
Got it. So yeah. I would assume the transition that you had to make from practicing in India to practicing in Dallas would be a pretty significant difference in terms of what you had to do and how you had to treat people.
Definitely. It was like an East and West difference, you know, because our culture is very different. Eating habits are very different. So practicing and explaining those people how they can make the change was very, very different than what I had to do in being in the US. And before I started practicing, I wanted to know the American culture, what people eat, what they drink, how they think, because I have to explain them in their own terms. And when I started talking about, okay, you are eating all this junk food, why don't you eat a fruit along with it? You are eating all that meat, why don't you add some vegetables to that? If you are drinking ice cold water, just cut down on that ice. And maybe for a change, try drinking warm water. And you will see the difference. So practicing in India and here was totally different.
Carly, can you imagine sort of helping Texans 10 or 20 years ago understand Ayurvedic culture and practices?
That was quite interesting, the journey of, to me, it's always what I call the bridging from the East to the West.
Exactly, exactly. And do you know, that's why California was calling me. And I was after Atul. Atul, let's go to California. I have a better future there. But our kids were not willing to do that. So when kids went to college and one started working, I told Atul, Atul, next month, we are going to move to California. And him being in IT and me in Ayurveda, I believed and I'm so happy we made that transition. So in 2000, end of 99, we moved to California.
So by the way, not a bad time. This was the dot-com days, so not
That's
a bad
right.
time to move to Silicon Valley.
That's right. But difficulty was finding the house, finding the office to practice. But one good thing that I knew what needed to be done, because I was practicing in Dallas. I also had an office in Houston. I used to go there one weekend per month. I saw so many patients even in Houston and Austin. So I knew exactly what needed to be done. So I found a sublease in one of the hypnotherapist office. And then I started practicing there. And here in the Bay Area, people are very open-minded. You know, anything new age happens, that happens. California is the first state in that. So people started coming to me. Ayurveda wasn't very foreign to them. Even Indian population is very large here in the Bay Area. And all these young IT engineers and all are very open for alternative medicine. And once I started educating other people, writing the articles in the magazine and newspaper, so American people also knew I was present, I was here available to give them Ayurvedic therapies and Ayurvedic herbs.
Nice. So when you, okay, so you came to Silicon Valley, and that's also where you got a, I don't know if you got the degree, but you went to get a nutritional education.
Yes, in California, because that's what I thought, that I talk so much about the food and all, so let me do the master's in nutrition. So I started the classes in not Dallas University in Dallas, but here in Berkeley, I actually completed all my classes. The only thing is, I was in practice, and to complete my degree, they wanted me to do 1 year of internship going away somewhere, maybe in New York or Chicago and something, and I wasn't willing to do that. So I did not complete that, but I got all the knowledge and wisdom about conventional nutrition, which also helps me a lot, having the clear idea about Ayurvedic nutrition also.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean,
yeah.
So you have degrees and knowledge from universities, including Berkeley.
Yeah, Berkeley and North Texas and India, Pune University.
Nice. Carly, you were talking before, and we stopped you. What, you wanted to make a east-west point, or where were you?
I think it's really important because, like you said, she has studied Western, and she's also studied Eastern, obviously, because of where she comes from. I think it's so important in our society today to bridge those two, realizing they both have a place, and where, like Ayurvedic, is basically preventative versus Western medicine tends to be in the moment of crises. So I always like to educate people on the bridging of the two. How do we start using Eastern more to prevent us getting to the Western place of medicine?
And Carly, you made a correct point that these days our healthcare is more integrative health. It's the integration of conventional medicine and all other healing philosophies around the world. And Ayurveda is one of the main integrative philosophy, because WHO has recognized Ayurveda as a complete medical science. You know, in thousands of years ago, 3,000-4,000 years ago, Ayurveda was developed into 8 different branches, like internal medicine and Ayurvedic surgery, Ayurvedic pediatrics, Ayurvedic OBGYN, Ayurvedic toxicology, Ayurvedic psychiatry and all. And even some of these Ayurvedic surgery techniques, people around, doctors around the world are going to India and they are learning all these surgery techniques which are more focused on plastic surgeries and all. So it is very fascinating to bringing the world together, East meeting West.
You know, I look behind you and I see the Ayurveda College of America.
Yes, yes.
So we didn't cover that in the in your background. So why don't you talk about that?
Okay, so Mitch, when I was practicing Ayurveda and clients seeing wonderful results within like few months, and they say, Dr. J, we want to learn about Ayurveda, not only practice, but we want to share this knowledge to people around us, because so many of our friends and family are suffering, many of them have cancer, they have heart problems and all that. So I said, okay, I need to create a program so I can educate these people. And do you know, I started this Ayurvedic school even in Dallas, in Houston, Texas. So I started the first class in 1995. And I had about like in every class, I had almost like 15 to 20 students. And some of them, couple of them used to be like MDs. And couple of two, three were chiropractors and few massage therapists. So it was kind of a group of many healthcare professionals. And as we are advancing, many of these UCSF doctors and oncologists and psychiatrists and all are also my students here in the Bay Area, because they want to find the answers to many of these problems which conventional medicine cannot answer very clearly. And they find those answers in Ayurveda. And that's what I'm starting this Ayurvedic school. So it's been happening 15 years in the Bay Area that more and more students are learning Ayurveda and they are helping us to spread that wisdom around. So 35 years ago, my experience was I was such a foreign, what people didn't understand what I wasn't talking about. And then now I tell them I'm an Ayurvedic doctor and they look at me with respect, because now they know how Ayurvedic wisdom is helping them a lot being healthy.
You know, I told Carly about you when we first started talking, and her eyes and her conversation really lit up when I said Ayurvedic and what you practice. She got very excited about that.
I know there are so many people having the challenges, because do you know that research constantly, all this data shows that 25 million people are having diabetes, and all these teenage kids are having type 2 diabetes, which was supposed to be like over 40 years of age and all this. And majority of the time our eating habits and our sedentary lifestyle become the cause for these kind of problems. Then they can take the medicine, but the pills do not solve all the problem. So they need the guidelines about eating and all. And when we talk about eating, there is so much information available. And you know, Mitch, people's always question is, we don't have time to run to the grocery store and find this spice and this grain and then cook from scratch. We don't have time. So we want something. Somebody should give me the package. I can just cook it within 5 minutes and I can just take care of myself, which will help me to bring my sugar down. And I always feel that I have this knowledge about this nutrition and health and all. So I should come up with something like this. So people's life will be easier and they don't have to do all this running around. They will be happy and enjoying their life.
So I like it, as I'm listening, here's what I'm hearing. Somebody who's very bright, very capable, who started something before it was accepted. And when you heard, so you're listening with your head, when you heard that there was a need for education, you started a college of Ayurveda. I mean, that's very cool stuff, right? So you're just sort of cutting the edge. And so what that means is your heart, You heard it with your head, your heart felt it, your feet actually took action.
That's right.
That process. No, I love it. And the same process happened with the food products, right?
Exactly.
As with your clients, you know, they're telling you something. You know, you know you could solve a problem, but first you feel it with your heart, and then you start taking action. And I think with the Veda Foods, this has been a process you've been working on, researching, and developing for, what, a little over three years?
It's a little over 3 years. And that's why, in the beginning, when I just had that idea, and Atul just supported that idea, then I start looking into my Ayurvedic science and getting all the food ingredients together and working at it, because some of the cooking are very complicated. It takes like an hour or two. And I know people here in US, nobody has that much time. And of course, they are not going to spend so much time cooking. They maybe enjoy eating that food, but they definitely will not spend so much time cooking. So I just experimented with so many things, and finally I'm so happy that we are almost ready with all these Veda foods.
Yeah, I think it's very exciting. I think the one thing I also want to bring out, when you're thinking about treating a patient, you know, in your normal way, you know, if I go into a doctor's office today, the goal of the doctor's office is to look at me, hear a couple words, see me, and get me out in 6 minutes.
That's right.
When you deal with a patient, your the amount of time you spend, I'm sure, is significantly greater than 6 minutes. Or you walk in the door. What's an approach? What do you talk about with a patient first time out?
Yes, Mitch, what happens when you are seeing the doctor? Doctor is spending like 2-3 minutes with you. And here I want to know about what's happening in that person's mind and the body, because many of the time the cause of the disease is at the emotional or mental state. And that mind emotions reflect in the physical body as a pain or as asthma or eczema or pain or maybe sometimes even cancer. And research is showing that even the stress and stress may kind of lead into the cancer and all this. So when you want to know actually what is happening, what people eat, what they do, what is their stress level, what is their energy level, do you know I need at least 1 hour with all my clients for the initial consultation. And once I get the clear picture, I know what is causing the problem, because that's the beauty about Ayurveda. Ayurveda is not aka putting a band-aid on the symptom. It's not just the magic pill, but it's the removing the cause of the problem. Your symptom is the effect. And unless the cause is gone, symptom will never go away. That's why when I get all this history, when I talk to my clients, I get the idea what is the cause. And once the cause, then the results start happening so soon. That's why they call me in 1 month, and Dr. J, I'm so happy. My digestion is so much better, and I'm sleeping so sound at night, and I'm having so much energy, and my elimination is good, and my work, now I don't get angry so quickly. I don't feel anxious so quickly. So when you start seeing all those results and why, mainly because we take care of the cause, and you may not know, but almost majority of the time, the cause is in the diet and lifestyle, which in modern medicine is most of the time it's ignored, because doctors don't know what's happening in patient's life. But here, this science being different, this is the body, mind, spirit science, as Mitch, you were saying, that feet, heart, and head. So this science includes all those three aspects, the head, the heart, and the feet, so that the body, mind, and spirit. And then we start solving the problems, and people see excellent results. I really feel passionate about it, and I want to help more and more people, because I think that is my goal in life. That is my dharma, to help other people be healthy.
I don't know. It feels to me that you're the type of person I want to be working with. What do you think, Carly?
I love the fact that it's mind, body, spirit, because for me they're all interconnected, and when one is out of sync, it affects the other. And that's the beauty of Ayurvedic. It's addressing all of them, and as she's spending a lot of time with each person, she's finding out about their mind, their body, their spirit, and seeing what's out of sync, and working with them on correcting the pieces that are out of sync so they can become whole again.
Yes. And do you know another interesting thing about Ayurveda? Ayurveda categorizes all people into different mind-body type. Because our current science is like one size fits all. Take this pill and your headache will go away. And take this pill and you will sleep sound at night. But Ayurveda says why your looks are different and why you have an affinity for certain food. Like few people say, orange juice doesn't agree with me. And somebody says, I just eat bowl of salad and it makes me feel good. And somebody else is saying, no, that salad gives me so much gas and bloating. I just love this bowl of soup or the stew and all that. Because we all are different. And what Ayurveda recommends is a custom-made formula which will fit each individual. And that is another reason we need so much time to spend with each client, because we categorize people into different mind-body type. We call that as a body constitution. And once you know that, it just helps you to pick the right foods, right career. You can do the right exercise routine. Even your relationship with your friends and family will improve. You can prevent most of the diseases. So there are so many benefits about following this Ayurvedic lifestyle.
Got it. I like it. What gets me compelled about what we're talking about, and we'll start introducing the Veda Foods products. What gets me compelled about that is your background, what you've gone through, how many patients you've dealt with, and how long you've been practicing this, and coming up with a solution that's not, you know, not pie in the sky. It's something that you've researched and spent time on. And really is, it has a lot of benefits besides the health benefits, but, you know, ease of getting food, ease of making, ease of having a product that's right in front of you. It feels comforting to know that you're the brand behind, or you're the person behind this brand.
And these foods are not only good or healthy, but they're very delicious. Because a lot of people complain, yeah, this is healthy food. That means it's going to taste so bad, which is very wrong. As a matter of fact, Ayurvedically, when we prepare the food and when we combine all those spices, it is very low in calorie. It is high in taste. So people just love it. And they help. It also helps their digestion and improve overall health. And Mitch, do you know, because having all this background together, I'm not going to just stop by offering people these Veda food packages. We are going to send them the newsletters and we are going to talk so much about it. So I will help them that what exercise will help them to bring their sugar down and what lifestyle changes they can make. There are so many other herbs, like turmeric, for example, is so popular these days because turmeric is proven in the lab, good for cancer, good for skin, good for liver, good for allergies. And Ayurvedically, turmeric is excellent even for diabetes. So all our customers will not get only the food, but they will get all this wisdom around it, multiple facets about our health and also about diabetes. So I just want to educate people and then make the right choices.
Yes, Carly, is there a question that was burning in your head that you need to make sure we ask?
Yes, as long as the heat is on.
Well, a couple things I'd like to address. One is we are also doing a podcast, so I'd also like to make sure that we put out there where can people find out more? Because obviously some people are watching this, other people are just going to be listening, so they can't see the lower thirds. So could you share it with people where they can find out more about you and Veda Foods? And then I'd like to tie it back, because we keep on throwing out the terminology of Ayurvedic, and you came out with a beautiful brand name called Veda Foods. Mm-hmm. So I'd love for you to share with the audience, what does Veda mean?
So for those that are listening on the podcast, go to facebook.com/VedaFoods. So it's facebook.com/VedaFoods.
Okay, so Carly really asked good question. So Veda food. Veda means the wisdom. So these foods have so much wisdom in it. So you are not just eating food, but you are eating all those six tastes together with the right proportion of all the spices, with the right proportion of carb and protein and carbs and all the carbs, protein and fat along with it. So there is so much wisdom going in your body, because remember, your food doesn't only nourish your body, but food is nourishing your mind, food is nourishing your spirit. So all this Veda food, this wisdom about the food is helping all your three levels of your being.
See, now that was beautiful, because I know a lot of people out there did not know what Veda meant. And so for me, I think that was a really great thing for you to describe and share, that your company, your philosophy is around wisdom.
That's right. And Ayur foods, literally, what is the meaning of the word Ayurveda? So Veda is the wisdom, and Ayu means life, healthy life. So this is the wisdom about healthy life. And do you know, in the US, Ayurveda is popular as a new age science. And this new age science is only 5,000 year old. So you can see it's kind of helping people around the world to be healthy, following Ayurvedic wisdom. And it's becoming very, very popular. One time I attended one meeting in India. Indian government has a special department called Ayush, and they had a world conference, and doctors around the world came to India, and they were asking to send Ayurvedic doctors to their country to educate the doctors so doctors can help their patients. So you can see the world has come together. It's not only through the internet, but through the wisdom about the health and spirituality together.
Nice. So I think we had a really great introductory session. Carly, the questions were spot on. I appreciate that. Dr. J. Apte, is there one question that we should have asked you that we didn't? How would you like to wrap up this session?
I think, Mitch, you covered most of it. I just want to tell all our customers and listeners and everybody that Ayurveda is part of me. It's my passion, and believe me, it's not only this life but few lives in the future, because Ayurveda is such a vast science. If you start following it, I can tell you this is one thing that it never changes its mind. What happens in around, you know, like we were talking about no-fat diet, and now doctors are saying, no, some good fat is essential for you. And then we are talking about Atkins diet, eating only protein, and now we are not talking about it. So people get confused, what should I be doing, because these concepts keep changing every 6 months or a year. But Ayurveda is never changing science. Ayurveda, 5,000 years ago, Ayurveda was true. And even it is true today, and it will be even true even 5,000 years from today, because it's the wisdom, it's the science of nature. Mother Nature will never change. Our wisdom will keep on changing, but the Ayurveda, this wisdom which is based on the Mother Nature, will never change. So all our listeners and viewers and all our Veda food customers will be very happy with following this Ayurveda and its wisdom.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the great opportunity, Mitch and Carly.
I look forward to future episodes where you share more of your wisdom. Thank you so much for being with us. Mitchell, thank you so much for leading the way. And I think we're a wrap for today.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. J. Thanks, Carly.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.